Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This is a bonus episode as we're continuing to make our way through Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer. Even if you are not reading with us in real time or don't have the book, please continue to take a listen, because whether you are looking at the pages or not, the context and the content is good. So chapter 3 is called Don't Give Up. And this chapter is all about resilience. She starts it with Galatians 6 and 9, which says, "And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season, we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint." Now, I'm glad that she started it with this scripture, because this scripture, to be honest with y'all, is a scripture that has carried me through years, because I know that we, especially in business, I think that we can romanticize doing business God's way. And I'm guilty of this. When I first started seeking God on behalf of my business, making God the CEO, I thought that what that was going to look like was I was going to start praying, fasting, living right, talking about God, and then just, I'm going to make $1 million tomorrow. That's where I was. That's what I thought. Like, he's going to make me a billionaire so fast. And I'm going to tell everybody how God made me a millionaire and blah, 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 blah. Right? Wrong. My yes to God was an entry into a pruning process that was painful, that felt like more was being taken away than added. It felt lonely. I felt silly and delusional, because how can I continue to keep seeking God when the result of that is nothing good? It almost felt insane to keep saying yes to God and not having anything to show for it. That's a position that I was in the beginning, and it was frustrating. And even now, as I continue to give God my yes, the stakes are higher. The things that God asked me to do are usually bigger and more scary, and it's just this journey is a journey. But this scripture is one that I hold so tight to my heart, because the temptation to give up can be so strong. But you have to consistently remind yourself of the truth. And the truth is, we can't give up. One thing that I have highlighted here, she says, it's easy to quit. It takes faith to go through. And can I be honest and say that the last year in business for me has been especially frustrating? It's been frustrating financially. It's been frustrating operationally. And I've come to the point many times where I'm like, I just don't want to do this. I just want to get a job. And this is 7 years of me being self-employed. I was coming across things on LinkedIn, like producer roles where I can continue to work from home, had a freedom of my time in a sense, and I can work on podcasts for companies and just let them do all the extra stuff that comes with business. And I just focus on what I do. And then I have like my other business, the studio and things like that. I can just focus on that. But when it, as it relates to the main thing, the mission that God has given me to fill the airways with good news through my podcast, through podcasts I work on and other projects, the mission was stressing me out. I was getting so frustrated. One, because the way that the podcast industry has grown has opened the door to so much. Like when I first started working with podcasters 5 years ago, I was working with so many people who were on fire for God, people who were passionate and just had a true conviction in their spirit about what God was calling them to talk about. They genuinely knew and accepted that podcasting was the platform that they wanted to get God's message out. They were excited about it. They just needed the resources and the strategies to make it happen from an expert and from someone who's done it and from somebody who knows the Lord and understands that aspect of it. And I got so much joy in all of the shows that I worked on and the messages of these people. I've made great friends and relationships with the people that I have worked with over the years, some of which are friends and family now. But as podcasting has continued to grow, there's so much unseriousness. Like I think I made a joke a few episodes ago about how I want to do like a microphone buyback program. Like it's just so unserious. And I think and then even aside from that, in the whole Christian business owner space, there's so much lukewarmness to where I found myself having a lot of tough conversations with prospective clients. So I'm like, listen, if you want to get on God's microphone, then you have to speak the truth. This lukewarm, one foot in, one foot out, you say you love God, but you cuss in. Like it was very frustrating for me. And I refuse to contribute to platforms that are not going to glorify God in the truth. And I don't get it right every single time, but the second I sense something where I'm like, this could go left, I'm like, I'm out. In my contracts, it says, if at any point this content goes against the principles of the word, it ends. Like, simple as that. So I was dealing with a lot of things and being frustrated as far as just like the type of clientele that was coming based upon how things are moving in the podcasting industry, even in the Christian entrepreneurship space. I was also frustrated operationally because the way that I had built my business and the things that I started to offer and all of that, it was expensive in both operations and time. So when my second son came into the picture, because with my first son, man, I had my household like a well-oiled machine, y'all. My son disrupted. Becoming a mom really changed me a lot and emphasized the importance of systems and all of that. And so I built a system for my household that worked. And I naively thought, okay, when I have my next baby, he's going to easily integrate in the system. The oldest is going to start preschool because he was at a space where he had been home since he'd been born. So it was time for him to socialize. Like I told y'all before, he's a little genius. So he needed to be in a school setting to where it's molding him intellectually as well. And, you know, we found a great Christian school to put him in. Thinking, okay, bet. Once the baby's born, oldest is going to start preschool. The baby's going to go with the nanny. And then disruption. To where my baby was not vibing with the system. So we had to change it. My nanny and my son were not connecting. And I'm grateful to God because one thing I've learned and matured in over time is that divine disruptions are just that, divine. So what may feel like a distraction or what may feel like an interruption or what may feel just frustrating and stressful, when orchestrated by God, is exactly what needs to happen. And so I do believe that that was exactly what needed to happen because of everything that's happened since. And so with me adjusting from having in-home childcare to now my son in daycare and being in a space now where I'm like, I don't like this, my son what he requires, I feel, would be best given by me at home. So then where does that leave us and where does that leave this business? Like, my prayer over the last 7 months now, since I realized this, which is about 4 months ago, 5 months ago, my prayer has been, okay, God, how do I continue to do what you've called me to do, fulfill this mission with this business, continue to build my platform in others, and also do what you've called me to do in my ministry as a wife and as a mother. And I thank God for my husband, because being his wife is easy. And I thank God for that. But what is really motherhood, to where I'm like, God, these are your babies. I've been open about my fertility journey on this show. Like, God, we know what we went through for these babies. And you've blessed me with these children. These are your children. So raise me as I raise them. And what my son, my baby boy needs is me. And so again, I'm praying. I'm like, God, I'm frustrated because the system isn't working for him. The business system is not working for me anymore. It's frustrating. It's expensive. And something has to change. And to be honest with you, in my frustration, I wanted to give up. I 100% wanted to give up. But this scripture is burned into my head. Tatum, don't grow weary in doing the right thing, because in due time you will reap.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
Tatum, don't grow weary. This is what I tell myself. Tatum, don't grow weary. This is how I take those thoughts captive. Tatum, don't grow weary. Endurance, perseverance. For as long as you continue to persevere with God, you know that you are in alignment. Just keep on keeping on, sis. Like, this is how I have to talk to myself. Like, keep on keeping on. And the result for me right now, and not giving up on this frustrating last year, God has opened new doors in my business for me to be able to make more, have longer contracts. Remember a few weeks ago, I want to say at the end of last year, we did an episode on creating predictability in your business. So he's opened up doors for me to be able to make more. The contracts and things are maybe 3-4 times worth one client. One contract is worth 4 times one client. And these contract terms are for years, like 5 years, 4 or 5 year contract terms. So it's creating predictability, it's creating stability, and the workload is significantly less. So this is allowing me to exercise the skills and a gift that I have in this industry. But then also what that's going to do is allow me to serve God's people more freely as well. So he's just in, and doing so with my baby being at home, doing so with my household getting what they need. So God has unlocked opportunities. He's unlocked strategies. And I'm so, so, so grateful that I just didn't give up, because I'm being honest with you, man, I've wanted to over the last year. And so I love that Joyce said, and I have it highlighted, it's easy to quit. It takes faith to go through. It's easy to say, you know what, this ain't working out, I'm moving on. It takes faith, confidence in things hoped for, assurance about things unseen, according to Hebrews 11:1. It takes faith to go through what God has you going through. It's easy to quit. And I'm gonna be honest with you, life gonna be hard with or without God. So I personally would prefer the hard that comes with the security of Christ than the uncertainty and the vulnerability of the world and the destruction of the world. Because the result of that is destruction. The result of me suffering with Christ is eternal life. So I also have highlighted here, she has Deuteronomy 30:19 in the next section. And it says, I call heaven and earth to witness this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Therefore, choose life that you and your descendants may live. She elaborates by saying, there are thousands upon thousands of thoughts presented to us every day. The mind has to be renewed to follow after the spirit and not the flesh. Our carnal minds have had so much practice operating freely that we surely don't have to use any effort to think wrong thoughts. On the other hand, we have to purposely choose right thinking. After we have finally decided to be like-minded with God, then we will need to choose to continue to choose right thoughts. When we begin to feel that the battle of the mind is just too difficult and that we aren't going to make it, then we must be able to cast down the kind of thinking and choose to think that we are going to make it. Not only must we choose to think that we're going to make it, but we must also decide not to quit. Bombarded with thoughts and fears, we must take a stand and say, I will never give up. God is on my side. He loves me and he is helping me. One of my favorite gospel songs that I always listen to is Tasha Cobb's song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. And I play that song whenever I am tempted to give up in any way. And it just reminds me of that decision that I made. It reminds me of when I got saved and I told God that I am for God I live and for God I die. That commitment that I made, it reminds me of that I decided to follow Jesus, because the cross will never lead me astray. So no matter what I may be going through, whether it's the negative thoughts, whether it's feeling isolated, whether it's financial troubles, whether it's business being frustrating, whether it's believing in God for something and waiting for it to manifest, whatever it is, I still am going to follow Jesus. No matter what suffering I have to go through, I'm going to suffer for Christ. And I feel like that's not talked about enough. We're in this age where everything is just very motivational, and we should be inspired. We should be motivated, but we should also understand the reality of this journey is that we also are going to suffer for Christ. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to tell you one way that we'll never have to suffer is the way that Jesus suffered to get to that cross. the way that Jesus suffered to not just get to the cross, but to rise again because he's a living God. We will never have to suffer the way that Jesus did. Our blueprint will suffer way more than we ever will. And that's something we have to keep top of mind as we build these businesses and we come in these spaces where, yeah, God will allow us to have certain levels of success, that he wants us to have certain levels of success as we build and build and build and do whatever it is that our hands are set to do for him. We also must understand that whatever we go through in this building process is nothing compared to the sacrifice that he made. Is nothing compared to that. And for that reason, whatever this process looks like, I have to persevere. I have to endure. I have to continue to give God my yes, period. And so do you. You have to give God your yes, period. Don't give up. Because like she said, it's a choice. Deuteronomy 30 and 19, I'll read it again. It says, I'll call heaven and earth to witness this day against you that I have set before you life and death, the blessings and the curses. Therefore, choose life that you and your descendants may live. I'm choosing life. So me and my beautiful boys and any other children I will have will live. For you, choose life. She goes on to say, and this next part is talking about turn and take possession. That's the subheading. She says, in Deuteronomy 1 and 2, Moses pointed out to the Israelites that it was only an 11-day journey to the border of Canaan, which is the promised land. Yet it had taken them 40 years to get there. Then in verse 6, he told them, the Lord God says to us, you have dwelt long enough on this mountain. Have you ever dwelt long enough on the same mountain? Have you spent 40 years trying to make an 11-day trip? She says, in my own life, I finally had to wake up and realize that I was going nowhere. I was a Christian without victory, like Mary and John, which is the couple we talked about in the first chapter. I had many wrong mindsets and many mental strongholds that had been built up over years and years. The devil had lied to me and I had believed him. Therefore, I had been living in deception. I had been at the same mountain long enough. I had spent 40 years making what could have been a much shorter journey had I known the truth of God's word. God showed me that the Israelites stayed in the wilderness because they had a wilderness mentality, which is certain types of wrong thinking that kept them in bondage. We will deal with this subject in a future chapter, but for now, let me urge you to make a quality decision that you are going to get your mind renewed and learn to choose your thoughts carefully. Make up your mind that you will not quit and give up until victory is complete and you have taken possession of your rightful inheritance. I love how she emphasized it took them 40 years to make an 11-day trip because they had a wilderness mentality, because they refused to believe and obey God. And I don't know about y'all, but I would much rather the 11-day trip than the 40. And I definitely ain't trying to make any season longer than it needs to be because of my own wilderness mentality. I'm just not. So I encourage myself and I encourage you to persevere. Don't give up. Pay attention to the patterns of behaviors and the patterns of thoughts that the enemy has planted that may be contributing to your own wilderness mentality. As she said in previous chapters, think about what you're thinking about. It's that deep. It's that serious. So that's it for this episode. I love you guys and I will talk to you in the next one.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification, But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.